It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard throughout the tri-state area. Listen on the radio at kntrtalk.com and the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
buy you furniture for your house.
Maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie. It is Thursday, April 21st, 2022, and this is Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. But today we're going to call him, I'll give him a pass today. He is the late Brian Springberg. However, he did text me and say, I'll be late. I'm with a client. So, you know, the guy's a local small businessman. So he's not real small, but I'm just saying, you know, you got to cut the guy a break. He's doing business, right? Trying to eke out a living. So there you go. Brian will be in about, I don't know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And in the meantime, I'll try to keep you entertained. That's a big bill there with, you know, looming with Brian Springberg in the rafters. So there you go. All right, today is Iggy Pop's birthday, so we're going to feature the music of actor James Osterberg, also known as Iggy Pop, and I hear the text coming in already. Right on. He's a member of the Stooges and a solo artist. Pop is sometimes credited with the invention of stage diving. I've never done that, so anyway, I don't think anyone would catch me. His hits include Lust for Life, The Passenger, Real Wild Child, and, of course, the iconic I Want to Be Your Dog. All right, the Arizona Diamondbacks, big winners yesterday against the Washington Nationals. I think they had a 6 or 8-0 lead by the fourth or fifth inning. And the D-backs at Nationals again today at 105. Yesterday's win was 11-2. And I think that's more runs than they've scored combined all month. So hopefully they didn't hit themselves out and they can end up evening the series with the Nationals as they split town and head back to Phoenix for that three-game series with the New York Mets at Chase Field. And we do have tickets for Sunday's game if you want to call in during the break. I need to get some information from folks that want tickets to the D-backs games, including email addresses. We don't want you to have to give those over the air, as well as a backup phone number in case we have trouble getting that email through to you. That's just how they do things nowadays, folks. The tickets are electronic. You download them onto your phone, and that's how you get in through the turnstiles nowadays. It's not like back in the day when you had to have a paper ticket. So anyway, the D-backs and Nationals from Washington, D.C., today, 1:05 p.m. on 980 a.m., 94.3 and 100.5. Suns return to action tomorrow night at New Orleans. They're on the road. Series tied 1-1. That tip-off is at 6:30. Saturday, we'll have the Rangers and the Boston Bruins. Some NHL hockey on your Saturday morning at 11:30. That's the face-off time from Sports USA. And then the Diamondbacks and Mets at 5:10. And then Sunday's game, again, if you want to go, call during the break and that is at 1:10 p.m. first pitch against the New York Mets. And then we'll have the Suns and the Pelicans at 6:30 Sunday night. And Monday starts the dreaded L.A. Dodgers series in Chase Field. So the good news is Diamondbacks are at home, right? All right, let's see. There's a hiring event today. It's going on right now at Allo Communications, and the location is the DES office on Spar Circle. The hiring event is hosted by Arizona at Work. There are several positions available, and you're going to want to go represent Dress Your Best. And you have to be 18 years of age or older to work for Allo, have a high school diploma, and you must pass a background check and drug screen. And for more information, go to allocommunications.com. You can see those jobs that are available. Again, it's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. today at the DES office in Lake Havasu City on Spar Circle. All right, United Way, River City's United Way, Week of Caring is going on now through Saturday. And the Day of Caring is in Kingman on Saturday, April 23rd. That's this Saturday. And all week long, Kingman Clean City Commission, Kingman Cares, Downtown Merchants Association, they're all encouraging families, local businesses, civic clubs, churches, and other groups to get involved in a friendly competition and create and share your own community caring project. So go to rcuw.org/dayofcaring. That's rcuw.org. Just go to the website. You'll see the Day of Caring link, or you can give them a call at 928-855-6333. And that's all being brought to you by River Cities United Way, Kingman Downtown Merchants Association, Kingman Cares, and the City of Kingman. Again, it's the Week of Caring now through Saturday. And let's see, there's a military exhibit. And that is being provided by the Mojave Military Museum. And you're invited to the Osei Can You See Military Exhibit. That is through April 29th, through next week, at the Views at Lake Havasu, 2110 Swanson Avenue. And they're traveling to the Views. It's open and free to the public during the month of April. The Mojave Military Museum will display authentic U.S. military uniforms, photographs, and historical, I love this word, militaria. Exhibit items are contributed by Lake Havasu City veterans, businesses, and residents. So their motto, educate, curate, honor, preserve. Mojave Military Museum, it's a 501c3 nonprofit. Give them a call for more information, 714-400-5191, 714-400-5191. Okay, we've got a couple more. The University of Arizona Cooperative Extension, that is the Mojave County Master Gardeners. They're presenting two workshops. The first one is this Saturday at 1 p.m., it's called Seeds and Division, Propagation 1, they call it, Seeds and Division, and not Seeds of Division, Seeds and Division. That is this Saturday, 1 p.m., and it's at the Mojave County Library in Kingman at 1 o'clock. That's 3269 North Burbank Street in Kingman. The first one, How to Prepare and Plant Difficult Seeds, Seeds for Hydroponics, Demonstrations on Dividing Rhizomes, Corms with an M, bulbs, and perennials, as well as how to plant tubers. Boy, I thought I had a green thumb, but I think I have something to learn here. So anyway, again, that's this Saturday, the 23rd at 1 p.m. at the Mojave County Library in Kingman. Propagation number 2 is next Saturday, April 30th at 1 p.m., and that'll be called Cuttings and Layering, How to Make New Plants Using Softwood, Hardwood, and Semi-Hardwood Cuttings. Learn various methods of layering plants for propagation, including air layering, simple, and tip layering. Boy, that's a lot of good information right there. If you've got a green thumb or you want to have a green thumb, maybe you'll find out why you don't, right? It's Mojave County Library this Saturday and next Saturday, April 23rd and 30th, 1 p.m. for those workshops. All right, I've been waiting to make this announcement. It's big. It's on Wednesday, June 29th, 6 p.m. at the Lake Havasu Performing Arts Center. That's, of course, at the high school, 2675 Palo Verde Boulevard South here in Lake Havasu City, and it's a candidates forum. The candidates running opposed in the primary for the offices of City Council, U.S. House of Representatives, it's a CD9 now, Arizona Governor, Legislative District 30, which is currently District 5, it'll be District 30, that's the State House and Senate. Those candidates will all be invited to participate. Each candidate will have the opportunity for a short introduction, no longer than 90 seconds, and they'll respond to a minimum of 2 questions. There will be a time limit on answers. We've done this before. Questions will be posed by Brandon Bowers of the Today's News Herald. Now, I'm working on getting Brandon on the show so we can talk about the event, and the public is invited to submit questions for consideration. You're going to want to take this email address down. This is for the candidates forum. It's elections, E-L-E-C-T-I-O-N-S, elections at havasunews.com. Again, that's elections at havasunews.com. Go ahead and write in your questions for whichever candidate and send it to that email address, and hopefully your question will get picked. The sponsor groups will choose the questions. For more information, give Lisa Kruger a call at the Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce, 855-4115, extension 125. And the event is brought to you by KNTR Talk 106.3 and 106.7 FM, and streaming at kntrtalk.com, and of course the Today's News Herald and the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. We're still waiting for Brian Springberg, and Lumberjack Days are coming. We talked to Debbie Pennington a little bit about this. The admission is $10, and 5 and under are free, but that's on Saturday, June 18th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Wallapai Mountains in Kingman, and they'll have events, food, and fun for the whole family. Dress in your best lumberjack attire and come join the festivities. What's your best lumberjack attire, right? You gotta have a beanie. You gotta have a plaid shirt that's hopefully flannel and jeans and probably a good set of boots. So yeah, wear your lumberjack attire. Join the festivities. Car show at 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Entry fee is $20 for the car show. There'll be kids activities, live music, food, vendors, raffles, plus 2 authentic lumberjack shows. Brian just texted me. I'm on my way. Whew, in a nick of time, too, right? He's probably listening on the air laughing at all the fill. Check this out. For the lumberjack shows, 2 authentic shows, axe throwing, cross-cut sawing, underhand chopping, that could get dangerous. You don't want to see me do that. Chainsaw racing, quick chainsaw carve, hot saw racing, and log rolling. For information, if you're a vendor, and entry forms for car and motorcycle show, those are available at rcuw.org. That's River Cities United Way, rcuw.org, or give them a call at 928-855-6333, rcuw.org. Again, that's going to be fun. Lumberjack Day, Saturday, June 18th in the Wallapai Mountains. So there you go. Haven't gotten an update on this, but I haven't heard otherwise, but square dance classes are every Tuesday, 6:30 to 8 p.m. First 2 classes are free. This is at the Lake Havasu Senior Center, 450 South Acoma. And you can give Dave a call at 360-915-4209. And that starts at 6:30 to 8 p.m. First 2 classes are free for square dancing, regular dance, from 8 to 9:30 p.m. So, Dave, if you're listening, give me a call and let me know if that's still going on. You can call me at the office anytime, 855-9336. Mojave Electric is still accepting applications for their scholarship program, as far as I know. It's through April 30th they're receiving these applications. So they're proud to announce the 2022 MEC Scholarship Program. That's a new grant program for students within the MEC service area attending college in 2022 during the fall semester or quarter. So students attending college are eligible to apply for assistance of up to $5,000. All applications must be received by 5 p.m. April 30th. A panel of judges will make final selections, and scholarship checks will be sent on the awardee's behalf to the designated college or university. Now, the application can be found on their website. That's MojaveElectric.com. That's two E's, MojaveElectric.com/community. Just go to the community tab. Anytime you see that slash, you know, just go to the community tab. I believe it's still a pull down, and you go to MEC Scholarship, or you can go to the member service office, 928 Hancock Road in Bullhead City. So there you have it. Pretty nice opportunity for somebody with the Mojave Electric Scholarship Program. Ooh, the Flash Film Festival at MEC. Those are due today. I think you could still get them in, but that festival is today at 6 p.m. at the Bullhead City Campus, room 600. $500 grand prize. You've got categories of comedy or musical, horror, documentary, drama, and action, and $50 plus a trophy for first place in each category, $25 in second place in each category. And we'll talk to James Jarman a little bit about that tomorrow. I got a confirmation from him yesterday that he'll be in live and in color, in person, in the studio tomorrow at 11:30 for MCC's segment, their monthly segment. So you can go to mojave.edu/2022filmfestival for more information. And then lastly, as Brian makes his way in, hopefully into the parking lot, Beacon of Hope Hospice volunteers make a difference. A few hours a month can bring a big impact. Read to a patient, play games, help with clerical office support, assist the hospice team, run errands, help with community events, and more. Give them a call. It's 854-4200, 854-4200, or go online to beaconofhopehospice.org. And we're going to take a short break. We'll come right back. Don't forget, we have those D-backs tickets for Sunday against the New York Mets at Chase Field. Give us a call, 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. If you want to go to Sunday's Diamondbacks game, the first pitch is at 105. All right, we're going to take a short break, hopefully come back with Brian Springberg, and you're listening to Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie. Stay with us.
If I had $1 million,
maybe we could put a little tiny fridge in there somewhere.
Yeah, we could just go up there and hang out.
Like open the fridge and stuff. And there are already food laid out for us with little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had a
That's more like Disco Iggy, right?
Comparatively, I guess.
All right, welcome back to Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. As you can hear, Brian's in the house.
I made it.
He's just a busy small businessman, folks.
I made it.
You're not getting anything?
No. Oh, wait, let me turn it up.
There you go.
Hey. I can't hear myself talk.
You can't hear yourself think or talk. And it's Iggy Pop's birthday today, by the way. I'll get the info on which one. I'm off that screen right now, but he was born on this date, there you go, in 1947.
Wow.
Holy cow, he's still doing the live stuff too.
Oh yeah, he's
that's
amazing.
Crazy. Him and Mick Jagger, right?
So yeah, and Keith.
Right. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by the team at Mojave Mortgage, also Patio Paradise, samsguns.com, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, the Lewis team, Remax by the Lake with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis, and of course, Springberg Wealth Management. Thank you so much, Brian.
My pleasure.
What's happening today on short notice?
So, it's wild, you know, kind of some swings today in the market. Market was up pretty decently this morning, currently down. We've seen that the S&P 500 down about 0.86%. The NASDAQ, man, that thing has just been a whipsaw. Like, basically 1% to 2% movements, it feels like, almost every day. And 1% to 2% move in a single day is a substantial, you know, percentage. If you think about that over all the trading days of the year, you know, just like that kind of range. But that being said, the market is off of some of its recent lows. The Dow currently just over 35,000. Just a week ago or so, it was just a touch over 34,000 in the Dow. And so we definitely, although down a little bit today, have seen some movement, and we've seen some a mixture of returns come from companies reporting corporate earnings. Tesla absolutely just blew Wall Street expectations away, like crushed Wall Street expectations. In a weird kind of reversal, HBO, huge up, while Netflix getting beat down. In fact, Netflix responsible for, in part, a big chunk of the movement down in the S&P 500 and the Dow, just as being one company and being a pretty significant component. It definitely dragged some of the major indexes down.
You know what saved Netflix in my household this week, right?
Mm-mm.
Season 5 of Better Call Saul is on,
yeah.
Before I move on to season 6.
Yeah.
They finally posted season 5.
Yeah, yeah, great show.
I love that show.
Airline stocks absolutely hitting home runs, beating earnings expectations despite higher fuel prices. You know, I've read that tickets are like through the roof for airline tickets right
now.
They're nuts. I need to buy some, but I haven't gone and actually priced it out yet to know what kind of sticker shock I'm actually going to be getting.
It's significant. I priced out tickets to the East Coast,
Well,
semi East Coast, like the Pennsylvania area, and
yeah.
It was just like, really? Even on Southwest?
Really?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like 800?
Yeah, when you get round trip, yeah.
Yeah.
Average, yeah.
Yeah.
That's before taxes and all, you know, I mean, that's after taxes and all that. But I was really surprised because it's usually not that much.
Yeah, interesting what's happening, you know, that, I mean, look at Lake Havasu right now. Listeners, it's Thursday before Desert Storm weekend.
Right.
You know, the party on McCulloch tonight. Anybody try to drive around town today?
I don't know.
It's
Are they?
Packed.
Right.
I mean, the town is slammed. Awesome for our local businesses, and great people are coming and enjoying our town and all of that. But getting A to B, it's noticeably busy.
So now conversely, because we've talked about this before with traffic and use of, you know, people driving and still putting that gas in their cars and the price
That's
not
what
going
I'm getting
down.
At,
and I did a show last Saturday night in Laughlin, and I swear, Brian, on the way home, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, from Laughlin to Havasu, I maybe saw 10 cars. Maybe. I've never seen it, even on the interstate. It was dead.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was really interesting. It was almost eerie.
Yeah.
But then the next day, on Sunday, there's the traffic again.
It's blowing up.
Yeah.
So, was it Easter weekend?
Yes.
Well, that's why.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Everybody had already kind of done their thing. So, at any rate, with the cost of air traffic, you know, airplane tickets going up so amazingly, yet they're still reporting record earnings because people are buying airline tickets, even though, of course, they've gone way up and the price of fuel's gone up. And I use our little microcosm here in Havasu as an example, just because, again, we are a driving destination for the vast majority of people coming here. And, man, we are absolutely slammed despite the fact that inflation is obviously here, and the things that drive your cost when you travel is the cost to travel, gas or airplane tickets, and food. And those are two things at the forefront of the increase in pricing, and yet there are still enough people happy to spend that money. I was thinking about what the financial costs are to fill up those boats with gas compared to what it was. I mean, where it might have cost them $1,000 to fill up, it's $2,000 to fill up. And again, I guess if you have to ask, well, how much does it fill up a boat like that? Then you can't afford a boat like that. But it doesn't change the fact that it's just kind of mind blowing what their cost might be. And again, they wonderfully, for our town, don't care.
No, this is the mind blowing part. 3,500 horsepower. Typically in those boats. Well, we talked about that with Jimmy Nichols, who's the CEO of the Desert Storm event. And if, it, like you said, if you have to worry about how much it costs and you probably can't afford it, it, disposable, the fact that those people have a lot of disposable income, I say those people, not disparagingly.
No, just wealthy people.
Those owners have disposable income, and it's probably not going to phase. The part that will phase them is filling up the diesel trucks, the cabs that pull those trailers, that pull those boats.
Yeah, but again,
you don't pull that with your Ram.
Doesn't phase them.
Right, exactly.
Right.
But it's still, what's diesel now, $5.50 a gallon?
Yeah. I don't know.
At the truck stops, anyway.
Well, and again, we've just been so spoiled. Historically, inflation is supposed to average 4%, and so the cost of things would normally, that's the average of what we might expect them to go up. But think of it this way. For the 9 years from 2012 to 2020, inflation averaged 1.6% per year. So it has been abnormally low for the previous 9 years, which is why it feels even more outrageously high than it probably would have, right? If it would have doubled from 4 to 8, we all would have said, oh my gosh, price of things gone up. But if it went from 1.6 to 8, then you're talking about a much different feel as far as pricing goes and how we live our lives and that kind of thing. Now, certainly in many cases, wages have gone up for working people and absorbed some of those increases. For some people, all of them. For some people, not all of those increases, depending upon your industry and where you live and all those factors. I did go through a certain drive-through in town to get a certain double-double in town. And
dude, which drive-through
the
was
other
that?
Day?
And was I just, it protein style?
It was protein style. It was protein style, and delicious. But you know, I was driving through. It's like, you know, starting $16 an hour, $16 to $19.50 for non-management starting wages to work there. And I just, man,
they typically hire a different class of employee, though. If you didn't know that. And a lot of older employees that have changed jobs from other professions, and maybe they made a little change in career in that, will work at that restaurant.
Well, sure, why not?
Because they're making a decent wage.
That's
it. Yeah.
So it is interesting how all of that does. And so one of the things I wanted to focus on today was, so I'm currently in a big 401k kind of annual check-in, enrolling new employees. And so I've been meeting with, you know, hundreds of employees, and it's interesting to have those meetings, because what I can tell you is that interest in enrolling and investing in 401ks is pretty good right now. And that isn't just the people at the top. In other words, you can max out a 401k this year if you're under 50. I think it's like $20,500. If you're over 50, you can do like $26,000, into your retirement account, you know, pre-tax or Roth. Some great opportunities to be able to do that. And not all the time are people necessarily interested in enrolling. And right now, the interest was actually really pretty good. In fact, I would say it's better than it was last year and better than it was the year before. And it was interesting to me because a lot of the people that I'm enrolling are, you know, people making $40,000, $50,000, you know, not people making six figures. And the people that you would think would be most impacted by inflationary costs, because as a percentage of your income, everybody would say has to drive the same amount. But if you're making 40 grand instead of 100 grand, as a percentage of your income, those fuel costs are much higher. And you can attribute that to food cost, rent cost, etc. And it becomes a little bit more difficult. So I was really happy and encouraged that the attitude and the interest in new enrollees was there, as well as a lot of people in the plan interested in how do I increase what I'm putting away, which I thought was great. And so I love hearing that, because that's just, you know, it's wonderful for them. And I had 21-year-olds signing up for the plan.
Nice.
One of the benefits, too, that has kind of happened with, as much as I think it's kind of bizarre, people getting into Robinhood, Acorn, NFTs, Bitcoin, you know, all this, a lot of younger people are way more educated on investing. Not always in a positive way. A lot of them have a kind of a get rich quick, you know, put my money in, make $1 million, get out.
So as,
because it's actually happened for,
so as compared to when we were younger,
for sure, or even again 5 years ago, much less when we were youner, because it's been longer than that, huh, Paul?
For some of us, longer than others.
And so but just the concept that I'm talking to them, and they were informed and spitting out, okay, so the Roth contribution works like this, and I was like, oh wow, because awesome that they have become kind of students of investing. So at any rate, I just passed that anecdote along, that I was encouraged that even with the thing cost of things going higher with inflation, that the interest in starting or increasing contributions to their plans was higher than normal in my experience when I was enrolling in that. And if you are putting money into your 401k, IRA, SEP, profit sharing, whatever, make sure you're maxing out and what you can afford, not only to get the tax savings in many cases, but obviously put that money forward for your future so that it's available to you. When we come back from the break that we're going to take here, let's get into some, you know, depressing Social Security news for you.
Depressing news.
And why investing into your 401k is more important than ever. We'll be right back
there
here
you go.
In just a few minutes here on Sound Advice.
All right. Speak Up. Again, happy birthday to Iggy Pop. Here's a tune he did with Kate Pearson from the B-52s. The redheaded bouffant hairdo owner.
Who could forget that video when it came out?
Right. Back with more in a moment on Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. I'm Paul LaVoie. Stay with us on Speak Out. 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. And we did have a winner for tickets, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
We already had a winner.
Yes, Heather.
Heather, thank you. I wasn't looking at the notes, so I knew that you knew her. So.
I'm paying attention.
All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. That's when the drummer goes, "Hey man, slow down. Little "I Want to Be Your Dog."
I love that
from
song.
Iggy Pop. We've got a caller on the line, and we'll get to him in just a moment, or her. Speak Out brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, also Mojave Community College, GDK LLC, SunPower by Esme Electric, Herb's Herbs, and by Thane O'Brien was spot on. Give Thane a call at 928-706-2784 or send him an email. T. O'Brien with an E at spoton.com. Let's go to the phones. Caller, you're live on Sound Advice with Brian Springberg.
Good morning. Brian, how much do you know about Acorn? I heard you mention it. Is it legit?
I don't know a ton about it, to be honest with you, because it's kind of outside the purview of specifically what I do for a living. And so I know that plenty of people participate in it, and I haven't heard anybody.
Yeah, I do. Just as a fluke, I did, and I'm just wondering if it's a real thing.
Yeah. I'm not 100% confident in it, but I can't say that, you know, there's anything specifically wrong with it. It's just a little bit of a different approach to investing than, you know, obviously I'm so conventional, right, with what I do, and that's just a little bit unconventional, but that doesn't mean that it can't work. And I know that plenty of, especially younger people, have been doing it, and I haven't heard them complain about it in any way.
Yeah, I've had no adverse effects from it either, and they just take the money out of my checking account, and I don't even see it, and I look and see, and like, whoa, I got that much in there.
Yeah, and so the main thing is just kind of keeping an eye, making sure that what the money's actually being invested into, you know, has some legitimacy. But as long as that's the case, I don't think there's anything to worry about.
What is your view on ETFs?
I'm a fan. So when he says ETFs, everybody, it's called an exchange traded fund, and it's similar to a mutual fund in that it's a diversified portfolio of individual holdings in one account or in one fund. The difference is that typically it holds fewer holdings. It also has less turnover as a result, meaning that typically there's less taxation in a non-retirement account. You don't have as many short-term capital gains being generated as a result of those fewer holdings. So it's more tax efficient typically than a mutual fund, again, not in a retirement account. And then secondly, it trades like a stock in that, you know, so a mutual fund, if you own that, it, whatever the price is at the close of the day, is what you buy or sell it for. And you don't know until the end of the day exactly what that price is when the market closes. An ETF, you can buy and sell throughout the trading day like a stock. So, you know, if it's like spikes in the morning and you sell, then maybe you've done good if it comes down later in the afternoon type of a thing. So because of tax efficiency, because of its ability to trade, it's more attractive for some people. That being said, there's not an ETF fit for every kind of investing. And so typically a blend for many people of both exchange traded funds and mutual funds in a portfolio to kind of diversify how it makes sense or how they want to, works out for many people.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Brian. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, caller.
So we were talking about closing the Social Security funding gap. Well, the reason I bring that up is that as projected right now, 2034, there's only going to be enough money to pay 78% of scheduled benefits. So, meaning that you would see it, unless they do something, then benefits will go down by 22%, which is not going to please anybody. And the, you know, let's face it, Social Security, which was a safety net, now is just part of how people retire. That's how we think of it. So there's a number of solutions being proposed, and something is going to have to happen. And what that's going to be, hard to know. I mean, if you think of it this way, well, how much could we, kind of close that gap? And so the estimated percentage that the gap would be closed by making some changes works as follows. If you bump normal retirement age from right now, for most people, it's 67. It used to be 65 for full retirement benefits, and that's been raised through the years. If you bump that to just 68, then they close the funding gap by 12%.
I thought I saw where mine was 70.
No, that is to get maximum. So you get at 70 right now, you get 120% of your normal benefit. At 67, you would get your full benefit, and anything less than 67, starting at 62, you would get a decreased amount. Usually, I think it increases like 8% a year to get, and then eventually he gets full retirement age at 67. If they increased payroll tax rate, by 1% over 10 years. So incrementally, it would get to 1%. So, you know, 0.1%, 0.2%.
A tenth of a percent per year, yeah.
It would close the funding gap by 26%. If you raise full retirement to age 69 instead of 68, then you close that gap by 36%. If you subjected all wages to payroll tax and pay benefits based on higher wages, that would close at 57%. In other words, you've only paid payroll tax up to a certain amount of earnings, mm-hmm. and then you don't, then that would close the gap by 57%, and you subject all wages to payroll tax and didn't pay additional benefits, that would close it by 73%. So the end result of this is what's more politically palatable, right? Increasing the age or slightly increasing payroll taxes over a decade's period of time, or a combination of the two. But make no mistake, everybody, that these things are happening. And honestly, at this point, man, raise taxes from where I'm sitting, because you're telling me, like, everybody else got to pull the get their money at 65 to get full benefits. Now I'm 67. You're going to try to push me out to 68, 69? I'd rather it was shared amongst everybody else at 1% increase incrementally over 10 years, and push things more in that direction.
I was thinking the same thing.
And that's just my perspective on it, because what does that cost me? Not a whole lot compared to what it would cost me meaningfully, personally, if I were to have to wait even longer to get my benefits. So we'll see how everybody dukes that out, and how they're going to make that determination is they're going to take polls and find out what the voters say. And rather than do what's smart or best for the country or fair, they're just going to go with, well, here's what my electorate says I should do.
Yeah, go to those voters who, the majority of which, do not even know how to manage their finances. So there you go.
Wow.
What are you going to do?
Throwing the gauntlet down. I didn't say that.
No, I did.
Okay.
I did.
All right. Even if I thought it, I didn't say it out loud, everybody.
Financial education is severely lacking in this country. We both know that.
No argument.
All right, let's take a short break. Last break.
Oh, the hour.
That's it. All right. Going out with some Iggy Pop, because why? It's his birthday. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. I'm Paul LaVoie.
The views expressed on Speak Out are not necessarily the opinion of KNTR Talk 106.3 FM and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities that would be mentioned therein. Investing is subject to risk involving loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations may vary. Therefore, the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through SagePoint Financial, member of FINRA, SIPC. SagePoint Financial is separately owned, and other entities or marketing names, products, or services referenced in here are independent of SagePoint Financial.
This could be like a theme song, right?
Lui Lui.
Capitalist Breaking Hearts.
Yeah.
Gotta love that. Welcome back, folks. Here's the last 3 minutes with Brian.
So, housing constantly on everybody's mind. Price of it. Shortage of it. Rent cost. All these going up. Listen to this stat from Freddie Mac. The United States is an estimated 3.8 million homes short of the current demand that exists in the country for single-family homes. So, it's just this juggernaut of higher interest rates pushing some people out of the market to buy homes, yet the shortage of homes available keeping demand up on some level for people who don't need to finance.
You want to break that down per state?
As much. I don't. Do you got it?
$76,000 per state. That's divided by 3.8 million divided by 50.
And I guarantee you that there is a huge discrepancy from one state to the other as far as the states people are beating down the doors to get in. I don't want to pick on those states, but you know who you are. You know, there's a number of states in the country that aren't in any way, shape, or form hugely short of housing like others. Obviously, Arizona is going to be at the top of the list, considering the Phoenix area is one of the biggest growth areas, you know, by far in the United States. And so, but it's just an interesting statistic to think about. Last thing, again, reminder, because I'm hot on it with 401k, a 30-year-old investing $500 at the beginning of every month in a 401k will accumulate $588,000 by age 60 if it averaged 7% a year in whatever it happens to be. If that individual suspended their monthly deferral for just 5 years, let's say from 35 to 39, he or she would have to earn 8.8% per year from age 40 to 60. So they'd have to increase their return by 2% for 20 more years just to get to the same amount. Keep putting it away. Don't take money out if you can help it. Long-term investing, it is the difference maker for so many people when they get to where they want to be when they retire down the road. Hey, everybody, enjoy the beautiful boats. Enjoy the traffic, the buzz around town. Have a great, safe weekend, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week here again on Sound Advice and Speak Out.
All right, we'll see everybody at the Desert Storm Street Party tonight, right? Or this afternoon.
Yes.
Starts at 1 o'clock.
Game
All on. Right, Hannity is up next, preceded by Fox News. We'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.